from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
How much have they really changed? How much are things really different for the Steelers going into this season? That's what I'm wondering here as I sit here. And I'm one that wanted them to go out and get Russell Wilson. I'm glad they did. I'm glad the con artist took a big swing or three in the offseason. But after all of this, are they simply just a fringe playoff team again? Or better than that? I want to talk to you. I haven't talked to Paul all day because he's not here. 412-928-9370. The vibe that I'm getting around town through this preseason is not good. It's not good. It feels like all the developments of this offseason have been mildly to extremely depressing. Like, where are the positive developments? Certainly it's not the quarterbacks. Justin Fields has looked like Justin Fields. He's made some spectacular plays, but he doesn't look like a guy who does a lot in rhythm, who does a lot sort of in system, who gets an offense rolling on time, that type of thing. And even some of the spectacular plays, I feel like if there's starters in there, those are turnovers, which he's made a lot of. Russell Wilson's been injured. His first performance was not good. Of course, he had people basically sitting in his lap on the other team because they were throwing aside Broderick Jones like he didn't exist. I don't know. Who knows with Russell Wilson? Nobody. I'm not judging him off one performance. I'm not doing the Dan Orlovsky. But we also haven't seen anything encouraging yet, right? That's just a fact. The injury list keeps growing. I don't know if that's partially a result of this big boy training camp that Mike Tomlin wants to run with the tackling and, oh, this has been a tough one, a real tough camp. Great. And playing guys in the preseason who shouldn't play, I don't think. Certainly not more than one game, which Jaylen Warren already had. Him and Najee Harris, we know what they're about. We know they're going to sacrifice their bodies in September, October, November, December, maybe January. Why have them do it at all in August? Now he's hurt. So the list of injuries includes their first round pick and includes Jones and his elbow. Everybody named Wilson, Peyton, Roman, Russell, because he got injured on a blocking sled. Highsmith battled a groin injury. Nate Herbig, multiple months. Jaylen Warren. I mean, the list goes on here. That's not a positive development. Might not be reason to ring the alarms on the whole season, but it doesn't help their depth. Doesn't help game one. I would say that Warren and maybe Fatanu, just by common sense, are they going to be right or in for game one? What are they doing with their left tackles? They keep drafting them and playing them at right tackle. What about the Ayuk situation? That's been depressing when it looked like it was at the goal line. Did Omar Khan screw that up by trading Deontay Johnson too early? What about the defensive line depth, the cornerback depth, all of that? It just hasn't been the kind of camp that I think has people geared up for the season. And maybe that's not a bad thing. A lot of people have pointed to the reverse karma from last year where everybody was thinking Super Bowl and Kenny Pickett is going to be great. And then in week one, they were just systematically destroyed, just decimated. Sent a message that no matter what you do the rest of this season, you're not on a level with teams like us, is what the Niners delivered in week one. Chris Hoch thought it took the Steelers a little bit to recover from that game. And I tend to agree. I mean, that's just a slap in terms of talent and physicality and basically beating your chest and saying, might be week one, but you're not us and you never will be. That's what that week was about last year. And I'm not saying it's all depressing. I'm not saying necessarily the Steelers will have a bad year. As I mentioned earlier, all these negative vibes could be washed away week one when a healthy TJ Watt and a healthy, presumably, and fresh Cam Hayward and Ogunjobi and all those guys, Minka, Joey Porter Jr., Patrick Queen, Highsmith, there's no doubt in my mind there's going to be some games this year where they deliver command performances defensively. They always do, especially early in seasons when they're healthy and fresh. Ask Joe Burrow and Josh Allen about that. But is Cam Hayward going to last and be good high level for 4 months and 17 games? I have my doubts. Is the depth decent on defensive line or at corner, wide receiver? They're, to me, add it all up. And you have another season where you're going to have some optimism, some bright points, a great game or two. But in the end, I probably right now at least agree with the entire football world that this is a fringe playoff team at best, despite all the changes. What could really change that is if Russell Wilson plays good to great football. And I happen to think he's still capable of that, but I wouldn't necessarily bet everything I own on it either. If you know what I mean. So where are we after all these changes? A baby step forward? I'm not so sure about that. Let's go to the lines. 412-928-9370. Who do you got?
Here's Dave in the car.
What's up, Dave?
Hey, what's up, Joe?
What's on your mind?
Hey, I'm just going to ask you a question. Tomlin couldn't win with the Hall of Fame quarterback. One of the best receivers in the league is A.B., and one of the best running backs in Lev Bell. I mean, yeah, Heath Miller, he had a good offensive line. So what makes you think he's going to win this year with these bums?
Well, if you heard that entire segment, I don't necessarily think he's going to win a playoff game anyway. Although,
And he gets out-coached how many games? He notoriously loses to bad teams every year. By being out-coached.
They certainly had a stretch last year. The Arizona, New England, Indianapolis trifecta will never be forgotten, I don't think.
Right.
Not to mention losing to the guy whose initials I forgot at Cleveland. Yeah, no, I hear you. That's why I just had the whole segment asking, right, has anything changed? And if I had to bet right now, like nobody really, they might disagree with you on Tomlin specifically, but if you're saying that nothing's changed and they're a fringe playoff team, virtually the entire football world disagrees. I appreciate the call. Next.
Here's another Dave. He's on the Parkway.
Hi, Dave.
Hey, how's it going, Joe?
And by the way, Dave, Mike Greenberg might be right. I think we have to allow for the possibility that it could get worse. It could get worse. Again, I'm not betting on that. What's your thought right now?
I just wanted to tell you, I think you nailed it yesterday, you were talking about how the past 2 years we drafted two left tackles and neither one of them are playing left tackle. And if that doesn't say everything right there, I don't know what does.
It's borderline unbelievable. It really is. I mean, half of it's because Dan Moore can't play the right side. I keep hearing how easy it is to switch sides. Then why can't he? It's amazing.
Exactly. But I think we're due for a losing season. You know, we keep putting Band-Aids on flesh wounds, and this is what happens. That's what you get. Not paying attention to our problems. Didn't try to replace Ben at the right time, and everything is just starting to rear its head now.
That's sort of the vibe I'm getting here, and it's mighty depressing. And I want to be clear that I'm allowing for the possibility that it could get better, but it feels like that's all about Russell Wilson. Who do you want at quarterback?
To be honest with you, Joe, I don't even think it matters. I see one of them rolling out, and Dan Moore's going to get him hurt, and they'll be out for some weeks. It's doom and gloom. I don't even think it matters.
Vegas is usually right. They're wrong, of course, with a handful of teams every year, probably two or three in each conference. But right now, here's what Vegas has, and I appreciate the call, Dave. Here's what Vegas has as odds. I think this is FanDuel. They've got everybody listed on a chart here, and there's not much variance. Here's the team city limits that have better odds of reaching the Super Bowl from the AFC than the Steelers. You ready? This could take the whole segment.
Okay.
Chiefs, Ravens, Bengals, Bills, Texans, Jets, Dolphins, Browns, Chargers, Jags, and Colts. You ready for the teams that have worse odds than the Steelers? Raiders, Titans, Broncos, and Patriots. So if you're saying, hey, there's a handful of teams in the AFC that nobody takes that seriously, I hate to break this news to you, but the Steelers are in that handful.
There's absolutely no reason that the Colts should be ahead of them. But still,
they're actually tied with the Colts.
They're in the bottom portion of the AFC.
Wait. When you say there's no reason, I saw last year the Colts with Gardner Minshew and that coach beat the Steelers. Yeah.
I just don't think the Colts are as good of a well-constructed roster as the Steelers, and they don't have as good of a head coach as the Steelers have.
I think they have a better head coach than the Steelers have right now. I like the offensive guys myself, and I thought Steichen outcoached him in that game, and I think he's an outstanding coach offensively. I could be proven wrong about that, but you know what I'm getting at here.
No, I do.
Let's put it this way. If the Steelers have a playoff run or even win a playoff game this year, they will have outdone their expectations. Why doesn't anybody ever talk about the low expectations?
Well, that's the thing.
Surrounding this team every single year. Every single year, nobody expects anything from the Pittsburgh Steelers anymore. And for the most part, they live down to those expectations. They slightly exceed them, which means that they might get to the playoffs. Might. They've missed three of the past 6 years. They might get there, but usually they slightly exceed bottom-of-the-barrel expectations. That's the cycle that they're in. And my question to everybody is, do you see them escaping that this year, even with the major changes?
And I don't. I mean, the talk,
neither does Vegas.
The talk isn't even getting to the AFC Championship game anymore or hosting a home playoff game. It's just get into the playoffs. Like, the only talk with Russell Wilson and Justin Fields, especially in the offseason, was can one of these guys win them a playoff game? Like, that's the bare minimum. It's a success if they win just one game because they haven't done it in 8 years.
It feels like the standard is the standard, right? It feels like the standard now is, let's win a playoff game.
Like, it's very similar to what the standard was for the Pirates for a long time.
Just
get in and try to win a couple playoff games and then try to build from there.
I think T.J. Watt mentioned it. Like, I got to get it. Let's get a playoff win here.
He hasn't had one.
No, he's in danger through no fault of his own of becoming a modern-day Dick Butkus, a legendary Hall of Fame player who never won a playoff game. And T.J.'s got a lot more. Well, does he? I don't remember what percentage.
He's like Mike Trout. He's like Barry Sanders has won more playoff games than T.J. Watt has.
So has Mike Trout. Yeah, man.
I don't know if Mike Trout has.
Well, I don't think they won a series, but they won a game at least.
Yeah. not saying much.
Who's next?
Let's go to James in the South Hills.
Good morning, James.
Hey, Joe. What's going on, brother?
Not much. What's on your mind?
All right. I know. I hate to say this, but break this down.
All right, I'm writing.
Eight and eight at the end of the year, going into the final week 17, are going to play for the tie to go for 8-8-1.
Yep.
Yet again, extend the non-losing season, get all the national praise, and oh, Mike Tomlin overcame so much this year, and you know it's a, well. You, I'm preaching to the choir, Joe. You know what they're going to say. And if what people in Pittsburgh must be crazy if they want to get rid of Mike Tomlin, they must be nuts. Who are you going to get?
It's the blessing of no expectations or
exactly.
Low expectations. And the blessing is when you slightly exceed them, everybody thinks you did a great job, but nobody ever asks, hey, how come nobody expects anything from the Steelers anymore every single season? Nobody ever asks that question. They just look at it and say, oh, everybody thought the Steelers wouldn't be good this year. And look at that. They're 9-8. What a great job by the head coach. That's every year, and it will be this year.
Bingo, exactly. And another thing that's always grated on me, I know you can't win every game you're supposed to win, in quotes, but how many games? It's got to be in double digits and in dozens of games that you're, quote-unquote, supposed to win, like the streak last year, the three games. And it goes way back. And we'll almost always lose those games, almost always. And if we do win them, it's by the skin of our teeth.
Wait, which games are you talking about?
But last year, the streak of the you said the Colts and the Patriots and was it the Cardinals last year? We were supposed to crush all three of those teams, and we lost them all. We were supposed to win all three of those.
Right,
games.
But the emphasis at the end was what an incredible job Tomlin did to get that team to the play. You know, we're not going to pay attention to the fact
exactly.
that they lost at home. To the Cardinals, thanks for the call. The Cardinals and the Patriots? Bailey Zappi? We're just going to ignore that? And then they lost to the Fighting Gardner Minshews? And then they beat a bad Seattle defense? And then had the blessing, again, of playing a divisional game without the other team's starting quarter? How many times has that happened? Limits.
A ton.
If you need to take a Paul pause, I want you to look at their last 12. How many divisional games do they play every year?
Six.
Their last 18 divisional games. You tell me their overall record and how many times they played a backup. I'd love to know that. You know, Kyle Brandt put this well last year. I really like him on NFL Network, where he said of the Steelers, when there was praise being lavished for extending the non-losing streak, like, what are we doing here? Like, this is great. You know how to hit a double. You can hit some doubles. Or no, he even said singles. He said singles. You hit singles. That's great. Do you ever hit a double? Do you ever hit a home run anymore? Ever? They've become singles hitters around here. Batting 283, hitting singles. Do you ever hit a double? Which to me would be, do you ever win a playoff game? And do you ever hit a home run? It almost feels like nobody thinks about home runs anymore around here. What they think about is getting TJ Watt a playoff win before it's too late. Forget about home runs. I'd just love to get one in the gap here. Get a double.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Is today August 20th, Limits?
Yes, it is. It's my mom's birthday. Happy birthday, Mom.
Oh, happy birthday, Mrs. Limits.
I talked to my dad this morning because my mom left before she went to work, and I said, I think I should just say happy birthday when I get home instead of sending like a text. It always means more with a hug and a text than a text.
You're right about that.
You know, so
you
I didn't want
an ice cream cake ready to go.
I don't know what we have planned at the household.
You should buy an ice cream cake on your way home.
It's a good idea.
I love ice cream cakes.
Ice cream cake
melted,
is good.
The little chocolate and cracker stuff at the bottom of those.
And cookie cake.
Cookie cake?
Do you like cookie cake?
What do you mean cookie cake?
Just in general, do you like cookie cake?
I've never heard of a cookie cake. What are you talking about?
I've never heard of a cookie cake before.
A
really?
A cookie's a cookie and a cake's a cake. What do you mean?
No.
Oh, you mean like those big chocolate chip, round chocolate chip cookies with icing?
Yeah, it's a cookie cake.
Yeah, I like those.
They're incredible.
I love those.
How have you, I was going to say, have you never heard of a cookie cake before? They have them everywhere.
I guess I never heard it phrased like that, a cookie cake.
What do you call it?
I don't know. I call it, I just eat it.
A cake with some icing, and it looks like a giant cookie.
Yeah, we just had one of those, and everybody, my wife and daughter, were yelling at me because it was gone in like a day because I ate the whole thing.
That does not surprise me. I do the exact same thing.
Unhealthily, when I leave here, I go right home, stuff my face with sweets, and fall asleep in a big brown chair with my dog. That's not what I should be. I should be on the way home. There's a little track. I should go around two or three times, nothing maniacal. And then, like, go home and not stuff myself with sweets. Have an apple. You know what I mean?
That's a great idea.
It is, but I never...
But that's not the reality of life. I go home and eat animal crackers.
I never enact it. Animal crackers? Frosted?
Not frosted.
Yeah.
Sam's Club has a big container of animal crackers that I get.
Mrs. Limits is a wonderful lady. I met her the night I came to your house. She's really nice.
Yeah, she is. I have a wonderful family.
Is she ever mad at you?
Oh, yeah.
What does she do?
She likes to yell.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Generally, what's the infraction?
Not too many things, just kind of little things around the house, and sometimes, we'll just get in arguments over things. My mom likes to be the bearer of bad news.
How does she feel?
And I'm like, Mom, I don't need to hear these negative things. I don't want to hear it.
How does she feel about your wiffle ball obsession?
I think it took about a year, but she's used to it, and she understands where if I say I'm going to wiffle ball, she gets it. She's like, okay.
Yeah.
And now joining another league that I was in this past year in Keystone Oaks, and a couple of those guys played in my league on my team. Sometimes she's like, so what league are you going to? And she asks a lot of questions, and where are you going, and where's the game, and stuff like that.
Well, that's good. She's interested.
Very interested. Yeah, very interested.
We did our research on the Steelers in divisional games. I have them over the last 3 years as 12-6 in the division. You?
Yes. I thought we were contabulating the number of backup quarterbacks that they played.
We are,
over the last
but we're starting
years.
With their record. 12-6 overall?
Yes.
Okay. 5-1. How do you go 5-1 in the division and then barely, it just doesn't
matter. 5-1 last year.
Against backups, they've had 8 games. 8 of those 18 games in division the last 3 years have been against backup quarterbacks. Is that what you have?
Yes, that is what I have. 4 last year, 3 in 22, and 1 in 21.
And they're 5-3 against the backups. To their credit, they're 7-3 against the starters, right?
Yeah, how about that?
That's absolutely incredulous.
They've played names including Dorian Thompson-Robinson, Jake Browning twice, Tyler Huntley four times in the last 3 years.
And his backup. Who's his backup? Anthony Brown, right?
Yeah. And then if you go back to the 2020 season, they faced RG3 and Trace McSorley twice. RG3. Ryan Finley was slinging the pigskin for the Bengals.
And beating them on a 23-yard untouched touchdown run, as I recall.
And Ryan Finley played against them in 2019 as well, and RG3.
That's the game I'm talking about. It's 2019, the Ryan Finley run.
What a man he is.
Well,
huh?
Burrow is very successful against them. They owned Lamar and to some degree Baker, although there was a notable playoff game I seem to remember where Baker hung 41 on them.
I'd like to forget.
48 overall, but you remember the pouncy snap accounted for some of that. Burrow, what's Burrow against them? I have him as 3-1 in his career. Because the year before that, they crunched him. But over the last 3 years, I believe he's 3-1 against them. With the one being a destructive game in Cincy where they almost killed him. You remember that?
Well, there was that, and then I always think about the outlier game that was that week one overtime game where they won.
Yeah, that's the one.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the one where Cincinnati absolutely destroyed them in
Cincinnati. The one where they destroyed Burrow.
Yeah, he had four interceptions in that game?
Do we have Arthur Smith sound City Limits?
Yes.
Well, it's too late for it. All the PM guys are going to get it all. Here's what he said. There's no place to hide, he said. He said there's no place to hide. Look at this offense. The longest. Who cares? I'm not going to get bogged down in this. It's part of the negative vibe that we've talked about. But I'm sorry. I just can't seriously analyze this. I can't. It's ridiculous. Do you agree? It's as ridiculous as analyzing the offense last preseason. Do we ever learn?
No, that's why I can't dive too far into it. Like, I've wanted Justin Fields to be the quarterback since they traded for him. Well, before they acquired either guy, I wanted Justin Fields to be the guy because I feel like he fits the Arthur Smith offense better. But do you really think Arthur Smith is going to show his cards in the preseason against some of Buffalo's backups? Like, the plays that they're running have to be so basic. Nothing's exotic. They're not going to show anything to put on tape of what they might be capable of with Justin
Fields. The offenses aren't trying either.
How much can you really glean from it?
Listen, the biggest story the whole preseason is Russell Wilson's injury and the crumbling of Broderick Jones to where he was a shell of a person the other night. And Jalen Warren's injury.
Right, it's a big story. I'm not that worried about Broderick Jones, though. I know
he
kind of looked disinterested.
About it?
I feel like
people are saying he was disinterested. I don't even know what that means. What does that mean?
I think he's mad that they just keep screwing around with him and not
so
just
he's
put
mad
him at
enough
left
to go
tackle.
Out and not play well intentionally in a preseason game.
That's
crazy.
Doesn't make any sense.
But he's either injured or he's just not very good.
I don't think he's hurt. I don't.
He's got a giant brace on his right elbow.
Yeah, but would that have really affected so much of his technique in terms of footwork, where he was getting destroyed just right off the ball?
But certainly arm work. Listen, he's worrisome. I'm sorry. You look at that, and it wasn't like, oh yeah, that guy struggled a little bit. That guy looked like a high school player in a pro game. It was embarrassing.
If he lays another egg in Detroit, then I'll be very concerned.
If he was hurt, that's one thing. Plus, they're jerking him around here. Here's what Artie Smith said. The longer you've been in this, I go back to my own experiences. In 2019, I didn't think we had a great season. That was in Tennessee. And come opening day, we score 40-something against the Browns. I'm not saying we're going to do that in Atlanta, but we hope to. Can you imagine if they hang 40 on the Falcons?
Here's Artie Smith on the O-line.
Getting these practices, quarterback's not live. Sometimes you get away with things, may not blow the whistle, and you think you're good, and then you get in the stadiums, and then so in a positive of what you don't like the result, it clearly defines some things that we have to fix.
I like that quote. That makes sense to me.
I think it does too. It's a lot different in the practice field. That's why they have preseason games. I mean, nothing is going to be perfect at the very start. 5 for 5 can make you think otherwise, but You got to work out the kinks somewhere. Is that what Broderick Jones was? I don't know. I don't have a good answer for that.
This is a disaster. I hope I don't have to say that this season. I hope you say it
almost every day.
Well, that's because the Pirates play almost every day, right?
No, that is
I don't want to say this about the Steelers. I want this to be a good year. I want them to be fun and successful. And you know, even as when you look back at the Le'Veon Bell, Antonio Brown years, man, those were fun. Were they not? They could go out any week and hang 40. Ben could throw for 5 touchdowns. You had a otherworldly talent of a running back in Le'Veon.
They're averaging 30
sometimes
a game.
Sometimes I think we forget that. And then you had, I think, one of the 3 greatest receivers, maybe, who's ever lived in Antonio Brown, and you had Ben at the height of his... How did they not win?
Because the defense was horrible in the secondary. That secondary was so
bad.
That
secondary stunk.
Artie Burns, Sean Davis, Mike Mitchell, and Bryce McCain was back there.
To be fair, when the Killer Bees were at the height of their powers, they did have injuries, and I know, the Patriots won a Super Bowl without Gronk. It's not a complete excuse, but if we're just being plain and factual, how many playoff games did they go into with Bell, Ben, and Brown healthy? How many? I'll answer that. I forgot.
Not many.
The one year they beat Miami?
Well, the Jacksonville year is really the kicker. That was
the
what
Jacksonville
could not happen.
Year
13
they did.
And 3
the
Jacksonville
year they
ass.
Did. And that was shameful. But other years, they went to Denver for an AFC title game without Antonio Brown or Le'Veon Bell. They lost to Baltimore in a playoff game at home without Le'Veon Bell. He got hurt against the Bengals. They played the Patriots in the AFC title game. Bell leaves the game. So that has to be factored in. It does.
Yeah.
It's only fair.
I'll just have to push over the hump and get past excuses, too.
Did I do the 50-minute mark yet?
I don't think so. Or Mr. Hester.
What's Cooking brought to you by your local GEICO rep
Thank you kindly, Mr. Hester.
You jumped the gun there. I never said Tim Hester. Let's try
that
again.
I know, because you usually jump me first.
I know. What's Cooking brought to you by your local, very kindly GEICO rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
And the 50-minute mark on the Fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Maybe Paul will be back tomorrow. Maybe I will be. I'll decide in the morning. Are you going to be here?
I will be here.
See you tomorrow, buddy.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.